Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to GG Over Easy. In today's quarantine episode, we're still going stir crazy.
We talk about baseball. In the sense that we hate it.
We talk about some sports, some happenstances that we've had in our real life sports when we used to play them, mess around. We talked
about
a lot of gaming news. Yeah, a lot of gaming news still coming out, which is I'm glad for, you know.
Thank God.
A lot of stuff going on. We answered some Patreon questions all around. I mean, it's your typical shindig, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of this. A little bit of that. We didn't mean to talk about this, but we do. But we didn't mean to talk about that, but we do. And then we're here. So we hope you guys do enjoy this podcast. Stay tuned for this episode. Welcome back to GG Over Easy, episode 36, I believe. Might be 37.
Yeah, no, we are on History Channel. We are on the History Channel.
I don't know.
Now,
it's been 2 weeks. Like, that's like last. I can't even remember the last time we recorded. You know, it's been 2 weeks in quarantine.
I was still
dude,
living
like
in my parents' basement. Now I broke the chain. Hey, I broke the chain.
You broke the wheel.
Yeah, no longer one of the 25-year-old virgins in your parents' basement.
Hey, let's go.
Now you're just a 25-year-old virgin in my girlfriend's basement. Let's go.
You stole my joke. I was bad. But that is why Rob has a
new location,
much brighter too.
Is it really?
Yeah, you look like you're actually getting
no
daylight.
Lights on in here. Well, I have no lights on.
Considering your previous installation was a basement, I'd say this is an upgrade.
Yeah, I found this too while I was moving. So I was thinking about like wearing this during the whole podcast. It's for the audio listeners, I'm wearing a Tom Brady game-worn. God, what is this stuck on?
Why are you wearing a redstone on your head?
Can you even hear us, Rob?
I can't hear anything you guys are saying. This is a terrible idea.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Just get some AirPods, put them in the helmet. You're chilling.
Yeah, you could have just done like AirPods or little corded earphones, but I know like that's like corded on my wall.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't hear you guys. Why can't I hear you guys? What happened? Oh, I can hear you guys now.
I was going to say.
It was just like a little bit out like that, so I couldn't hear
you. I was going to say, it'd be funny if you guys just went deaf and you just didn't realize. You put the helmet on, that was it.
But it's not game worn, so sorry. That was a lie.
Yeah, that was it. I got you. I was going to say, I was like, Jesus, how much would you have if he even sold those? I doubt it.
Like, look at this, dude. Like, yeah, Tom Brady wore this in a game.
That's because Tom Brady doesn't sweat, dude. He's a different
beast. It has, like,
beast.
Scuffs on it.
Well, what a...
Go Pats!
Let's talk about that real quick. You're going to stay a Pats fan?
Absolutely.
You're not Brady?
Like my dad literally said the same thing. He's like, when are you getting your Buccaneers jersey? And I was like, wait a second. I was like, do you guys think like I'm a Tom Brady fan or I'm a Patriots fan? And they're like, you're a Tom Brady fan. I was like, no. Like, that doesn't work
both.
Like that. I will die with the ship, dude. If we suck this year, sure. But I doubt we're going to suck. We're going to get like 7 to 10 wins, maybe get the wild card, and then whatever. Whatever happens.
We'll see how this turns out about a year, ladies and gentlemen.
It must be so hard, dude. Like, oh no, you might have a bad year. I can't imagine what that's going to be like, man. Oh,
Meanwhile, Jacksonville is just imploding.
Absolute shambles, dude.
Welcome to the club, Rob. This is how people were like talk to me whenever I complain about the Spurs having a bad year. And they're like, oh, that sounds miserable. As if you guys didn't have the best team.
You must.
You go to the playoffs every year. That's so sad.
Dude, I was like, I remember when the NBA season ended and I was like, oh, like it's going to be kind of nice without sports for a little bit. Like kind of like, dude, it's like now I'm at the point where I'm like thinking about watching Korean baseball at 1:30 in the morning. Like I need something.
Dude,
I need
something Korean now. And Japanese baseball is pretty tight.
It's sick, dude. My favorite part about it is they love the bat flips when they hit a homer and they just throw the bat up in the air and like, they're like,
They've better baseball than we do. Like I'm just gonna say it up front. Baseball's way better baseball than we do.
I hate baseball.
Better baseball than we do.
I could not agree harder. I have been to some baseball games, and the only fun part about baseball game doesn't have to do anything with the actual baseball. Yeah, no one's paying attention. No one's watching. It's miserable.
Like, I don't know. I never played it either. Like the thought of like really fast and then somebody hits the ball back at me really fast is just like not a good combo.
I played like with my brothers and like cul-de-sac friends like in the backyards and stuff, but that was the extent of my baseball times. And dude, it never really went well. There was one time I was pitcher, which I didn't want to be because of that very reason. Like that's terrifying. Because you'll see,
I just don't get it.
Well, you'll see the few times where like pitchers just get decked, like they send out the thing and just go, and it beams in.
Because that ball's coming
back
at you double what you just threw it
easily.
Like
so, I was like pitcher.
That's not really how.
Well, more or less.
Anyways,
I mean, roids are crazy.
I'm throwing a baseball 90 miles an hour, and he hits the bat. That ball's coming back at me faster than 90 miles an hour easily.
Faster than 90. Yeah. I think
he's gonna smack me and
I thought you were implying that the momentum is like carried through with the swing, so like you literally double the miles per hour.
Add that. Well, 90 miles per hour like, plus this, you
know, plus this bat swing.
Yeah, I was gonna.
It's the doge.
No, man.
Yeah, no. I was pitcher, and I guess I didn't hear this. This is how he tells the story. I guess I didn't hear this. Apparently, he said like because my brother was catcher, and then one of the neighbor guys was...
Wait, which brother?
Ethan.
Okay.
And one of the neighbor guys was hitting. And I guess Ethan said, like, hold on. Like don't pitch yet, which I didn't hear.
Is this old neighborhood that, like, I used to live by?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess he said something like, well, don't pitch yet, like time out or something. I didn't hear this. Because he's, like, still, like, hunched down. I don't know what he was doing. But I guess he had to, like, reposition or something. I don't know. And so I go to throw him a pitch, and the guy goes, sets up his swing, and in the follow through to hit the ball, Ethan had like leaned forward and just the crown of his skull cracked open, and he had to had to go get like 18 stitches or something on
the backswing, like the follow through.
No,
like,
the initial, just like, the.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Just goosh. And, yeah, that was that wasn't great. So he had to
How
go
old
in.
Was
and,
he?
I want to say like 13.
Okay. Did you get in trouble?
I don't think so. Like honestly, like there are times I've messed with my brother. Like I mentioned, like I threw the rock, or whatever. Right. Like that was intentional. This was not intentional. I wasn't like he's not ready. Jokes. Throw the pitch. It was like, oh my.
He's gonna take a bat to the fucking head and get cracked and maybe die.
I can still hear like the bat hitting his head, dude. Oh, it was like, geez. Ugh.
Like did it was it really like
yeah, well it was like right at the beginning of his hairline on like that crown of the skull kinda. Yeah. Like literally like middle or right there. Yeah.
Dude, you actually hit him for like critical hit. Fuck that.
And that's
it,
where the only
when
baseball
it, when it cut, does it split open like omega or was it just like kind of
it was
of,
up and down. But yeah, okay. It was like
so it wasn't I thought it was gonna be just
like, no, not
just,
like that. No.
Like you could just kind of take his scalp off and just put it on. Okay. If it kind of just.
Plus, there was so much blood, you couldn't see anything.
Oh my god! Really? I'd pass out. I don't do good with blood. Like blood is something like I can't do. That's when I knew I couldn't be a doctor.
The only time I'm not good with blood is I can't watch someone draw my blood. They can draw my blood fine as long as I don't look.
Yeah, I as long as I'm not looking, I'm chilling.
But if I look,
another reason why is like kind of like you, Christian. I had a similar story. It must have been senior year summer, so like going into college, and all my jock friends are like, let's play field hockey, let's play this. And like one day it was like, let's play softball at the field from across the high school. Remember how like it had that park across? Yeah. And then it had that like baseball field. We're like, let's go play softball there. And I was like, okay, great. And so we all go there. There's like 16 of us. We split into 8v8. And I'm like, I want to play the position where I have to do the least amount of work.
Just outfield or
like,
something.
Okay. Yeah. They're like, just go in the outfield.
I left,
like,
that, left outfield.
Possibly, you can't possibly get hurt out there. So I was like, okay. So like we go up and Reese Elliott is up to bat. And he like cranks a grounder, dude, and it gets through like the shortstop. So like I'm like, now I'm waiting for the ball. I'm like waiting, just kind of, all right.
For audio listeners, he's hunched over in the back.
Yeah, I'm hunched over. Like, I'm like, all right, here we go. Like, it's coming to my glove. And so like I put my head
last
down.
Second it like hits like,
oh dude, and like it popped up and just boom. And like I had like a fat lip that was like the shores of, oh, it's so embarrassing, dude. And then like that might have been, I think, the second at bat, and I got just whomped. And everyone's like, "Oh, Rob, like," and I was like, "I'm going to the doctor, guy." Like, oh, dude. And like, I already have, I think at that point, I had just got done with my Invisalign. I had just gotten my two fake veneers in, and it was so embarrassing. And I was talking to some girl at the time, and I just had the biggest fat lip, and it was so embarrassing. Okay. And then I was like, this sport is so fucking stupid. I hate this. Seriously, like, the baseball games are cool to go to. I think, okay, but I will say this about baseball games. I think I have the most fun at baseball games, like, to go to, more than I do at, like, a football game, a soccer game. I think more so because I'm drinking.
Well, it's more socializing than
it is. And I feel it's like that's a lot more socializing than watching.
I feel like that's the stigma, like the known stigma about majority of baseball games outside of playoffs. There's a lot of it's just like, yo, let's go hang out. Oh, they got like dollar hot dogs at the baseball game. We get like $4 tickets. Sick. Let's just go to the baseball game.
Dude, you guys have such cool stories, and mine's not even.
What you got?
Did you cool. You played, right?
No, I think I did play baseball. Maybe I think I figured out I have an internalized hatred of baseball and football because baseball is what caused me to play football because I kept tackling people in baseball.
You tackle people?
Wait,
in...
what?
I'm sure, haven't I told the story?
No.
I, the only reason I played football is because my parents put me into it, because in baseball I would keep getting mad like when I got out. So I would literally tackle whoever was on the base.
You're like, hey, first baseman, come here.
I would literally tackle fucking some dude. And my parents are like, oh, he's going to football. And now I hate football. So moral of the story is I should have just stayed in soccer.
Yeah,
I never tackled anyone in soccer. Or at least I don't remember. Oh. I might have.
Oh, soccer.
I might have messed up. I might have messed that up too. God damn it. I meant more so not the sports, but more so splitting someone else's head open.
Oh, dude, I've seen some bad stuff on a soccer field, like a lot of bad injuries. Ugh,
I feel like you could have done rugby, Blue. That I feel like that's literally just hit people.
Rugby, but that's so not NA. Like you can't just go rugby NA.
I have to move to
Texas. Like
have to move to the UK, mate. Play the
boy, bro. Do you want to go play some rugby? They're like, we're playing football over here, mate. Like, what you talking about?
I did have a friend I met in freshman year of college. She played rugby, and she played for the CSU rugby team. Like women's
that
rugby
so
team.
Sick though.
Oh my god, she like
women's rugby sounds fucking tight.
She was more metal than I ever could hope to be, and the stuff that she would like, I was like, okay, I thought I grew up like with stuff where like I could take a hit. She's like, oh yeah, just like yeah, so and so just broke their leg again today, but like they'll be back. Like oh, I got my like 20th concussion.
2 weeks.
She's got like huge bruises everywhere. Like, oh yeah, that was just like so and so just got angry and headbutted me. Like,
is a bad bitch.
Is it
a bad bitch right there?
Well, that and then Claire's dad, when he was younger, played rugby as well.
He did. He's kind of like seems on the slender kind of side. Yeah.
Well,
like,
well, I mean, as most older people are.
Well, yeah,
but I guess I mean, earlier on, like he could, he held his own, and he played like semi pro rugby, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, but now his back, like he's getting surgeries over and over and over again, or he did, and then I guess a lot of concussions. But I feel like that's literally that's rugby. You just
The only thing piling on dudes. Really had, and, only thing I really had with soccer was shin splints. That's and I still get really I still have and I have really bad flat feet, so I'm supposed to wear like stuff that like curves your feet, but I don't.
Jellin, McJellin. What is that?
Yeah, it's like your foot's best friend, something like that. But shin splints is all I ever really had in soccer.
You know, I got more injured playing just with friends than when I was actually playing sports. I never really got injured that way. But then as soon as I would do anything outside of like a sanctioned thing, oh, it's game over. I'm a mess. Although I've never broken a bone still.
I haven't either. I mean, I broke my big toe, but that's about it. And I guess I didn't break it. I cracked it. So, I mean, take that information as you will. And I guess shin splints are technically a bunch of mini fractures in your shin. So take with that information.
Seems like a lot of technicalities.
Yeah, dude, I'm just a technicality kind of guy. You know, that's what happens when you're a soccer player.
That reminded me
for any ways of getting out
of this bizarre story. I'm not going to go too far into it, but there's this girl in freshman year of college, and she told me that she is technically a virgin. And I go, wait a second, what is that? I go, wait a second, how are you technically a virgin? And her explanation was, he only went in a little. And she's like, so I don't count it. Every time I think of like, well, technicalities. Yeah, like I remember sitting there like, so you're not. Like that's, I mean, like there's no, all right. That was so bizarre to me. And so she was dead set on saying like, yeah, no, I'm. She doesn't know about the poop hole loophole.
That is something we're not going to go to.
Oh, hey, hi. This,
literally and what's the other one I'm looking for?
Figuratively.
Figuratively, big word.
You added a few syllables in there.
I did.
What else is adding a couple syllables?
What?
Oh. It's not this ad read.
Oh, I was like, we're already at an ad?
No, I was,
but this review.
I was like, what a way to add
it. Oh, do you have a review?
Yes, he I does. Do.
Oh, good, because I was going to say, wait, is this me?
I have a review from Jeff over here. He gives our podcast 69 stars.
And that's very fitting.
A really good review. So what you need to do is to print coal is to combine the elements that make up coal and squirt them through a tube into a coal shape. The problem is that combining those elements in that way takes more energy than what is possible. You can print a thing that looks like coal, but printing actual coal isn't going to happen. Thank you, Jeff, for that incredible
star
review.
You can't create more matter than the matter you put in.
It's the law of equivalent exchange.
See, if you've watched Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, you'd know that. But last year, you had to get on that train.
Dude, I'm sorry. I have just been watching My Hero.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me guess.
Endeavor's episode for like, I don't know, 30 times now. I got done watching it again after watching it the past 7 days in the shower. I watch it in the shower. I don't know why.
I feel like you're the type of person who like has a bad day. You go in the shower and you just rewatch. You just rewatch like All Might versus One for All or All for One and just cry in the shower. To
lately,
get
it's
over
been
your
prominence
depression.
Burn. Prominence burn.
Prominence.
Lately, it's been that.
I'm jealous. I wish I could rewatch stuff, but I just
can't.
No. Like, not even like my favorite movies. There are some very few movies that I've watched multiples of, like multiple times. And by that, I mean like three or four.
Like, yeah, I was going to say like no tens or over.
No. And like the three or fours are like the Batman trilogy. Like that's like probably my favorite. Like the only ones I'll really rewatch. But even then, it's like once every other year, every couple of years, I can't do it. And I don't know why. Mm. But
well,
I
I'm the one who can't start something new. Like I want to start something new. It's just then I feel like, oh my God, but there's so many new episodes and like there's so many characters I'm going to get. Like, and then what if I want to get another tattoo? Like I don't have room for that. Like I don't, there's so many commitments I have to make here.
That's the real
issue.
And
then And I think the problem is I did give Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood a chance, but that was like before I was like actually trying to like, and that's when I was like, subtitles are stupid. yeah, like, yeah, like I'm not going to read.
I mean, I'm watching the dubbed FMA. It's not bad.
Yeah, I heard dub FMA is actually not bad. And it's one of the better sides of the dubs. But then like dubs, it's just like, I can't, like, I'm going to get you. Like they all just sound the same. But then I feel like when I'm like watching an anime, sometimes I feel like I can hear a voice actor who's like the same anime. And I'm like, who fucking is he? Like,
dude, I
heard his voice somewhere.
I swear to God, I have my quirk. I think I figured out what my quirk is. You know, some people just don't realize it. But I think my quirk is being able to identify people by their voice. Because
and that's like it manifested into your new quirk.
Yeah, that's my quirk. I don't know what to tell. I can literally be sitting in there because like that, you'll be like, who is that? I'll hear that voice and I'll immediately know like, wait, that's that person.
Like,
from
that's
that.
Bakugo.
Like I might not know like the actor's name, but I'll be like, wait, that person does that voice. And I'll look it up. I'm right every time. I'll hear like a sentence and I'm like, wait a second.
I'm never wrong.
Like I was playing the Wild West, this like Wild West roguelike I made a video on the other day.
And, oh, I saw that in my recommended.
Hey, and I was hearing him say a little bit, and I was thinking to myself, like, that sounds so familiar. And I was like, wait a minute, isn't that the guy that like plays Hellboy? I've never even seen Hellboy, by the way. And evidently, that's Ron Perlman. And I looked it up, and that's Ron Perlman that did the voice acting. But then rewind that to like any show Claire and I am watching. She goes, "Who is that voice?" And I can be like, "Oh yeah, that's so and so." And she goes, "No, is it not?" And she looks it up. She's like, "Oh my god, it is." And I don't know why. I can't remember faces. I can't remember names. But voices, I don't know. Like
we should do like a – I'm going to do like a test at like Fruit Summit 2021?
Yeah. 2028 looking great. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. it's kind of all over the place. We'll set up a voice thing where you'll have a blindfold.
I remember the last episode of The Mandalorian. Or the episode that Watiki Tikata did.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Watiti, what the?
The next guy I'm gonna hate because he's making a Star Wars movie now too.
What's his name,
bro? How are you gonna tell me that Taika Waititi's not gonna make an S tier movie Takatika? When he made Ragnarok, Mr. Fruit? You need to calm down. When he made Ragnarok, and then he made the last episode of Mandalorian.
I don't know, dude. Everybody somehow fucks it up. I don't know.
He made Jojo Rabbit, dude. Look, Rian Johnson's a good director. He's not Taika Waititi good, all right?
Oh, wait, what's his name? Taika Waititi. Oh, see, yeah, I didn't even know his name. Taika Waititi. I guess I never, like, looked at it.
Everything Taika touches becomes a gold chalice.
Mortalized.
He plays the purple, giant, funny British guy in Thor Ragnarok, right? Like, yeah. He's the voice, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like that guy. But he's probably gonna fuck up Star Wars, and I'll hate him.
Is it gonna be? It better be Old Republic, no. Dude. Just why don't we have Old Republic stuff, dude? I don't get it.
I want Christian to be at the, like the pitch meeting.
It's that easy?
We're like, all right, guys. Like,
all right, I'm thinking.
We have Christian representing the.
So, the Old guys, Republic. I'm thinking another Skywalker saga, and I'm like, oh my god, just Old Republic. Like, please.
You're just sitting there.
It's like that meme in The Office. They're like, hey, any new ideas? And I go, Old Republic? And they throw me out the window.
Oh, like, yeah. Star Wars. Skywalker series.
Yeah, no, I have faith. Like Blue is saying, I feel like anytime I'm hesitant and he's somehow involved in something, I love it. So
I haven't seen Jojo Rabbit. I heard Jojo Rabbit is really good.
Jojo Rabbit is tight.
I've not seen that.
Wasn't Scarlett Johansson nominated for like best actress in like that or like supporting actress in that movie and like another one she was in? I need to watch it.
I have not. Oh,
all I'm saying is stand Taika Waititi, okay?
We do.
I hope he does well, man. But like,
you have to believe.
Like, a series is a one thing, but like a movie, like you got 2 hours, yo. Man, 2:30.
Look at Ragnarok.
I want you to tell me, I want you to look at me and say Thor Ragnarok is not one of the best Marvel movies.
Exactly.
Why we stand Tiger.
It's my favorite. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's my favorite too. How are you going to, I cannot go into the next Star Wars movie and tell myself, I don't think this dude knows how to do sci-fi. He literally did Thor Ragnarok.
I just still can't believe we're living in the timeline where 10 years ago looked like Star Wars, like nothing's ever going to happen, right? suddenly Star Wars franchise is back, and we're at a point where we're, instead of like more Star Wars, we're like, bro, like stop. People are like, stop like, making Star Wars, because like you're
more
just
like, it's more like
I got a Star Wars poster right here, and I'm
more
like
more Mandalorian, please. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
It's just that, yeah, the approach they've taken. Like, I feel like they could have done, yeah, I just don't think bringing back that saga the way they did, and then everything, that it just wasn't the play. Anyway, I guess we'll see where they go from there.
But I'm so depressed when I think about it, because I remember watching Force Awakens and I was so hype after the movie ended, and I was like, oh man,
where's this gonna go?
I get to live in a timeline where I get to see a whole new god tier Star Wars franchise that's better than the prequels. Well, that didn't happen. Anyways,
now I'm pissed. Thanks, now I'm pissed.
But we're not pissed about this ad read.
No, I'm very happy about it, actually.
We love it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And welcome back to GG Over Easy. I cut Blue off. Blue, what was your thought you had?
My thought was, how the hell do you pronounce XAEA12?
I think it's something like,
it's pronounced. Did you see, dude, those were probably some of my favorite memes.
The cat memes?
Those memes yesterday. Like, I think like Elon was like, hey, like, let's do the world a favor, babe. And can we name our kid this? And she
rename our kid.
Well,
it's bad.
There's like the one where, did you see the one where it's like, X8, however the fudge you say it, like first birthday? And it's just a bunch of like the demonic, like, year, like, babies running out of a closet.
Oh,
like,
and Resident Evil, like, go stupid, go stupid.
Okay.
My favorite is like when Elon Musk and Grime reprogram him after his first tantrum, and it's like a chick type, and she's like,
like just, okay. Because someone, oh, I forget who put this in our DMs, but evidently, 100%. This is like what they named it after. And this is so bizarre.
Not me.
So X is a part of the name. X is the unknown variable. Apparently, that's what that stands for. The AE, I don't know what that actually is or how you say that.
My 11 spelling of AI.
Yeah, it's my Elven spelling of AI.
Oh.
Love and or artificial intelligence. The A-12 is the precursor to the SR-17, our favorite aircraft, she says. No weapons, no defenses, just speed, great in battle, but non-violent. And lastly, A is stands for Archangel, my favorite song.
Wait, I didn't realize that Grimes tweeted this. Like, this is
yeah,
from the
this,
horse.
This is the official.
I thought this was just speculation.
No, this is literally why they named it, apparently. At 12.
Look, it's just so, like, Grimes is just weird. Elon Musk is going through a mental breakdown right now, and I would not have expected them to name them.
My favorite. Oh,
I could not expect them to name. They're not going to name their kid like Kyle, right? So it's like,
hey, Tim, come here. My favorite meme is like, it's like Elon and like another kid, like a teenager kid in the car. And it says, Dad, why is my brother's name XAEA12? It says, because your mother's like abstraction and fox artiness. And it goes, thanks, Dad. And it goes, no problem, Pickle Rick.
Well, so I'm curious, how do you guys think this is actually pronounced? Like, what's your guess? Because Elon actually tweeted at how it's actually pronounced.
If I had...
J12. J12.
Zaya is probably how I would try and say it.
I'm assuming the X, I just assume like Chinese names, you have like, it's usually like Zha, like Zhao. So it's a Zhe.
He could say it's pronounced, and I'd believe it.
You know? Go, like, yeah.
So, Jesus Christ. So the name is apparently, people have gone through like the meanings, and apparently as simply as they could put it, the human our classic,
well, we can comprehend, like,
our Homo sapien understanding is referred to as X Ash Archangel.
X,
that's how you Ash say it. That's like
Arc.
What's it? Oh, wait, so wait, what? That's its middle. That wait, okay. So when I see that, is that it's so it's that and then Musk, or is there a middle name after that, or is that the full name, then a middle name, and then a last name, or is that the full name, then last name? You know what I mean? Like, no, is the X?
Where
the
in the
first
world
name,
do they get
AE middle A 12 so, last?
So AE is a Latin ligature of the letters A and E that is still used in some languages today, but in early English, it translates to Ash. A-12 could refer to a specific type of aircraft, the Lockheed A-12, which had the internal code name of Archangel. This would make sense given Musk's fascination with anything automotive and aviation related. Plus, Archangel bears a striking resemblance to the title of Grimes' 2015 album, Art Angels, which would give the name a special meaning for her as well. Basically, these guys have it covered on just about every single front you could possibly imagine.
X-Ash Archangel.
Like, I really liked
it. Can you imagine that? Like, yeah, first and last name. Yeah, X Ash Archangel. Like, sorry, how do you? Okay, so like X, and then there's this Latin word. It's like A and E combined. And then
you gotta think they're just going to call it Ash, right? Like, you got to think. And I don't mean to call it. Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. X Ash Archangel is pretty.
It's something
unisex.
Entirely new. That's what it is.
They actually gave birth to just an AI. It's actually just a computer. I don't know. Do you know, Blue?
Wait, what?
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Oh, it's a boy.
Oh, it's a boy.
Yeah.
My favorite thing, it's like when Grimes and Elon take the particle refuter away from X, and it's like Superman flying in the sky and like lightning striking him. And it's like his first tantrum. So funny.
Okay. This might be a little out there, but I'm just going to say this. One, I didn't know Elon Musk was married.
He's not. That's his girlfriend.
Okay, I didn't know he had a girlfriend. I didn't know he was expecting a baby, nonetheless. And I've never heard of Grimes before this.
Well, Grimes
none of that.
She tweeted like a picture on Instagram, or posted a picture on Instagram, I should say. And it was like one of those artsy like things. It was like her like with like water coming down, and then like in the body you could see like a fetus or something. And she was like,
yeah.
expecting.
And like Elon was like, fuck yeah. Like, it's like, here we go, babe. And then, yeah.
Yeah,
they're weird though. They went to like the Met Gala or something like that, and they looked really weird, I think.
Well, like, I've never heard of Grimes before either. Like, I don't know who she is.
She makes music.
She makes music.
What the fuck?
She makes first shitty of music, all, dog. I'm sorry.
That's fallacious in every way, shape, and form. She was a huge independent artist, one of the biggest for sure. And it's just kind of jarring that someone like her is. Cause she's like Elon and her are like total opposites, but they're still both pretty weird. So like they're weird opposites. It's pretty crazy how they. I still don't understand. Anyways,
apparently she is, according to her Twitter, 75 years old. It's incredible.
Yeah,
Have you ever seen them together?
Some like, weird.
That's them together.
Yeah, like in Elven years, probably, or some shit.
Yeah, it says Elven Technocracy. That's her bio. Is just that.
Dude, he's from like the futures. He's not from this planet.
Maybe she's not either. I don't know.
If Elon isn't, then she's definitely not. Grimes is just fucking weird, but that's what makes her so cool. I don't know how to describe it.
I mean, I don't think I've heard a Grimes song in a long time.
If you've been to me in Abstream, you've heard a Grimes song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you see the picture though he tweeted of the baby though? He put like a Snapchat filter on it and it had like the face tattoos. It was so funny. I gotta find that.
How long have they been together?
They've been together quite a while now.
Really?
I want to say like several years at this point. I don't know how long. They've been together quite a long time, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then he like tweeted, he's like, I'm going to own no personal possessions, no more homes. And I was like, word, Elon, I'll take it.
Like, what?
I got 20 bucks here.
Word, hey, never mind.
Hey, I'm with him, dude. You know, my hardcore Minecraft server, I still don't have a house. I'm with him, dude.
So they revealed they were dating in 2018. But I'm pretty sure they've been together longer.
They met?
They've been dating over
E-date. But yeah, look at that picture. That's how you officially see his baby. Like he's alone or something. I was like, what a meme lord, dude.
With eyelashes.
Do you have any investment in Tesla, Mr. Fruit?
Like actual investment?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I certainly hope not, because after what he tweeted like a week ago,
what did he tweet?
Stock he's went not, down.
He literally tweets, "All right, stock's too high, man." And then everyone's like, "Okay." And then it went down 10%.
Yeah, just right there.
Wait, what?
Right after he tweeted,
he literally tweets, "Why is Tesla's stock so high? Like, it's way too high." And then it went down 10%.
That reminds me when went onto the Joe Rogan podcast and smoked that blunt and it went down like that day. It went down like 8 or 9% or something.
That's stupid though. This I can understand because you're literally the CEO of the company going,
like,
yo, why
are you guys are overvaluing this. Like, what are you doing?
Everyone's like, okay, sorry. Could you imagine being an investor just being like, dude, shut the hell up.
Take his Twitter away. Well,
but he's an alien. So what can we expect from him?
Good for him. Speaking of, I guess, aliens and weird people and AI, you can customize your cyberpunk wiener, apparently.
When does that game actually come out now?
Isn't it September or something? It hasn't been delayed again since its last delay.
September? I thought it was coming out in July. I thought the thing was like,
no,
I thought
it
was
September.
July.
I don't know.
Dude, I think you're right.
Don't get your hopes up.
If I can't customize my wiener IRL, so you're goddamn right I'm going to customize my wiener instead.
I mean, you can just like put some socks in there.
I need to September 17th. How else am I going
to
be?
You obviously haven't seen those ads, Blue, that promise you to be a little bit better. You know what I mean?
You need a little extra, you know what I'm saying?
We actually may have one of those ad reads coming up. I'm gonna be honest.
Well, see, the interesting thing though is like women, at least breast customizing is nothing new. There have been games where you can like customize bust size, but we've never had certainly somewhere where you can mess around with your bulge. I don't know.
In Conan, you could.
Oh, that's true.
You could make your wiener.
But see, like, I don't understand. Make
a dong.
Cause. But see, the thing, too, though, is, like, Cyberpunk's going to have, like, nudity. So, like, is it straight up, like, just going to be your dong there? Like, and it's like...
Oh, absolutely.
Yo, you want to, like, craft your dong? Like, go for it.
They
or,
said,
like...
They said this going to... Cyberpunk's going to have crazy nudity in it. I mean, it's a...
Am I going to get banned?
It's a CD Projekt Red game. Like, what are you... You're not going to get banned. It's just...
What has CD Projekt Red made before?
Witcher.
The Witcher.
The Witcher.
It had gratuitous nudity. But I mean, Cyberpunk's clearly going to be their most...
And I haven't watched The Witcher. That's kind of fun.
What?
You haven't watched
The Witcher? Toss a coin to your Witcher.
Like I said, man, I can't just get over here.
Valley of Plenty. Except this isn't even an anime anymore. Because normally you're like, I don't want to start an anime.
It's
this
just
is
new entertainment. It's just new entertainment.
You're missing out, dude.
Like last night, I think I started The Office again. Like, what am I doing?
Well, see, for me, it's just if I already know what's going to happen in something, then I'm not. My focus is elsewhere.
Oh, I have something to ask you. Oh. Do you recommend the new Westworld season for me to watch?
Yes.
Now that it's over,
I will say, ironically, one of the weakest episodes might be the finale, but that really? It still wasn't that bad. But overall, I mean, there are some bangers in there. And a lot of people were like, I don't get this. Like two or three episodes into the season.
Yeah, I...
Just, like literally that. Like wait one or two more and like episode four or five, they pretty much, not even subtly, they're just like, this is... Together, like, yeah, like this is what we're talking about. And some of them are... I don't know. I think it was a great season. And...
Did you watch it, Blue?
Westworld?
Yeah, the newest season.
I haven't yet.
No.
Well, I recommend it. I think it's really cool. I'm going to be interested to see what season four is going to be, though, because for the most part, it felt like season one and season two were leading up to season three. So now I don't know. Like, the future of the series is more of an unknown right now. So it'll be interesting to see what exactly.
And it ever was before? Like, I feel
well, yeah,
like
but like we kind of understood, like, knew where it was going, or like, oh, okay, they're coming. Like, Dolores or whatever, the AI, they're trying to do so-and-so. But now it's like... And I can't say much of that giving it away, but it's just like, okay, where do we go from here?
I felt like it came and went, dude. Like, it was like, oh, Westworld's back. Hey, it's gone.
Well, that's because, right? Dude, this quarantine, like, there was like that joke, what was it, like, March, when the quarantine kind of started, like, flew by. But then April, everyone's like, why won't this month end? But for the most part, it's just like, it's just day after day. I lose track, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, well, like, that's what Sydney was saying. She's like, I just lose track of the days now. Like, every day just, like, blends together. Like,
yeah, literally the only way I knew what day of the week it was how many days since or until Westworld. So now I'm just going to have no... I have no way to tell what day it is. It's over, is it? It could be whatever.
I remember, like, in summer, I'd be like, what is today? Like, oh, I don't have school. So, like, I don't have any way of, like, dictating my days.
How many days consecutively have I played Halo?
See, mine is like turnips. Mine are like, okay, I can't buy turnips today. So like today must be a weekend or like a weekday.
It's just, is today, can I buy turnips today? No. Okay. Not Sunday.
It's not Sunday.
That's all it is.
We can roll that one.
It's
out.
Either Sunday, not Sunday.
That's funny.
I respect that. So it'll be interesting to see what exactly they're talking about as far as customization. And I'm going to be honest. In most games where they offer that like, super deep character customization, usually it's too much for me, and I'm like, I just want to play. Half the time, I just click, like, randomize until I'm like, yeah, it's fine, and then I play. Like, I know some people get crazy with it, but for me, I'm probably going to be like, oh, that's cool that you can do all that. Okay. Like, accept.
There's this one clip of like, a streamer, and she makes, like, a character in Final Fantasy, and she, like, puts it over her face, dude, and a carbon copy of, like...
Kind
of
scary.
It was so weird. You know what clip I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I've seen that one. But like, you see so that, crazy. Or like people like with Fallout 4. I remember when that came out. People would just only do like character custom. Like, look, I made Shrek in Fallout. Or like, people would just go like super in depth. And when I got that, I was like, ooh, cool. Drop jawline. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, give me mustache.
Well, I get
okay.
like a scar. I'd be like, ooh, cool scar.
Yeah. Like oh wow. But like, it's like your nose bridge. How much do you? And I'm like, I can't tell the difference. Okay.
Well, it's like Animal Crossing with like the little design feature thing, like where it's like you can draw and stuff like that. It's like I cannot do any of that, so
I'll just let import those codes. I guess the real question is, Blue, how big is your Cyberpunk wiener going to be?
man. See, if I'm gonna make a cyberpunk character, I gotta like really RP into like the character I'm making.
Yeah, so I gotta like micro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So like, I should make like a dick, like just a huge like fucking asshole character, and like his weakness, micro. like the drawback his to his quirk role. Is that he just got a micro.
Like. Grain and everything so like,
I
else.
Just go around being Uso. I just go around being a total asshole in Cyberpunk, and it's just like, yeah, but micro.
You got all your strength because your testosterone rolled to the rest of your body rather than your penis.
The rest of my stats are S tier only because I sacrificed so much in the dong department.
I feel like that. I mean, honestly, as a joke, that's my what I do because I have a feeling everyone should be like, how big can I make this? Like.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What we're
but
doing.
You want to like, mm-hmm. But you gotta have like drawbacks to your character to give.
That's pretty meta if you do like the micro to it.
If I make it smaller too, that means whatever scenes are nude, I'm gonna have to see a less. Which like, so maybe that's better.
So funny, dude!
You're not gonna see this Watchmen rice. Thing slinging around midair all the time. Movie still gives me PTSD, and the fact that Zack Snyder movie? Was like, they didn't let me do enough blue penis.
What movie? Avatar?
So Watchmen.
He just scares you that much, huh?
Oh, I haven't seen Watchmen. No,
it's just like, it was just so funny. He's like, yeah, like, what you saw in the movie was like 30% or something of like what I originally wanted with the Manhattan penis. Like,
I've never seen that.
It's good. It was actually in the news today.
Now, but now I want to see it for blue penis.
Hey, who doesn't? You know what I mean? Hey, there's plenty of it. Don't worry.
Where's the director's cut?
I think that's what there was a director's cut or something, but it still didn't have all the blue
30
penis.
It said 30 minutes of more blue penis.
Yeah, that's
what I
did. The blue penis cut. Like, give it to me. I want it. The
blue penis cut.
There has been some news, though, gaming-wise. We got a good bit here. We have Apex Season 5 announced with a cinematic, obviously a new character. I
knew it was going to be that little girl.
100%. Yeah.
Blue and I saw the cinematic, but I guess you haven't, have you? Rob?
I have.
Well, then how are you like? How is it somber?
We found it. Well, no, because I haven't seen the character. I just saw like the lore.
Oh, so you didn't see the other like the?
No, I didn't see, like,
you didn't
game,
see the season 5 trailer.
Yeah, I just saw like the cinematic. Yeah. Where, like, we found him, and she's like, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, why didn't they show any gameplay? So I guess I missed that.
Well, they still haven't showed gameplay, but it was like a cinematic version. Yeah. And it like alludes to some of the stuff she does, and it essentially looks like Sombra. She's like,
I'm surprised they made her the character so fast. I thought they would wait like in like two or three seasons and then be like, oh, remember this chick from the Revenant?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought they'd do like maybe two characters between the two.
And it keeps it more relevant, I guess. Or I don't know.
But yeah, she pretty much she looks very similar to Sombra from Overwatch. She has a teleporter. She throws. She teleports to it. She's a loot goblin, so apparently she can yoink loot from a distance.
Oh,
sounds
really?
Pretty tight. Yeah. In the trailer they showed it, she literally just yoinked loot from a distance. And then I guess in her data mine, she can like actually see loot from a distance and like pick which one she wants or something along those
lines.
Well,
it makes sense that she's a thief or whatever.
Yeah, so that'd be super
like
sick.
If, like your ult is like you're on one side of the map and you can like see where weapons are or something. You're like, ooh, I want that gold one. And
I'm not
like,
sure, but I mean, imagine something like that. Just I'm sure there's like a limit to how far she can yoink loot from.
Yeah, but
that's
nice.
Super useful in general. Like even at, like in last circles where like you need something, it's like, oh, well, let me just see what's in the area and I'll yoink it. That would be tight.
When does the season come out?
Like a week or two,
something like that.
I'm sure we'll.
But apparently, Skulltown's gone. RIP.
Oh,
may it rest in Pepe.
Wait, are they not doing a map or like upgrade or what?
No, they are. But I guess whatever's happening, I was reading something where someone's saying like Skulltown's gone. It got a tilted treatment.
A tilted.
So it's probably for the best though, because now I'll die less. There.
I meant to mention this the last podcast we did because but I forgot. Fortnite stays undefeated in events. I actually had to re-download it.
Oh, the Travis Scott event. Did you actually?
I actually like went.
Yeah,
like,
I saw a tweet.
Benny and Hassan. Yeah, me, Benny, and Hassan. We were like,
I DM'd him. I was like, you were cranking? Up? Like, what?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, were you cranking? I was like, no, I just went to the Travis Scott show. And then I'd like, and then what was funny is when we left, like the show, like when the show ended, Benny texted me, he's like, get home safe, man. Like, that was sick. Like, it was really funny. But they stay undefeated, man. That shit was so sick. I meant to mention that, but when we got to the little Fortnite part, like,
yeah, no, I think they're still above and beyond, and we've talked about it, like the way they do it and the pace. I mean, it's just not feasible for like anybody else to really do.
Yeah,
I
forgot what like the exact like numbers that they had. It was something like 49 million players were like online while like the first show happened or something like that.
I never realized. Apparently, there's something like 113 million. Monthly Minecraft users? Did you know that?
113 million?
Yeah, something like that.
Not surprising.
But even still, though, that's like, I know Minecraft, but that's a lot. Which I mean, I guess if you Minecraft a month. But I guess if you talk about it, think about like all like just the younger kids too, like who, because like literally like for me, like if I was growing up now, that would be my Lego. Like instead of 100%. Playing with Legos, I would just play in Minecraft.
Because you don't need to buy Legos. You can just go on Minecraft. You have infinite Legos.
Yeah, you don't have to step on them. You don't have to, like, ruin your fingernails trying to, like, get two apart. You remember that? Dude, that was terrible.
I think Minecraft will always be relevant purely because you have a constant stream of people who grew up with Minecraft introducing their kids to more Minecraft. Yeah. And it's just going to keep on happening just because video games or computers are going to be even more omnipresent.
And it's not exactly a hard game to run.
Yeah. And what's the first game you want your kids to play? You don't want them playing
GTA.
Like what? like what? Realistically, like what game can you say, this is the first game I really want my kid to play? It's not going to be... I'm not over here like, yeah, all right, so we're going to start you with GTA 5 and go down the list.
All right, so we're going to start you in the strip club. Like, this is where we're starting. All right.
We'll start you in Minecraft. There's no consequences. Throw them in creative mode. And you have...
Nah, my kids will start in hardcore. They'll learn.
Oh, God.
Do you guys like know like what console you're going to start your kids on? Like, have you thought about that? Like,
God only knows.
PC gang for life. What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
like, I can't give my 5-year-old a fucking PC. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're going to learn. This
can't do that.
They're going to learn, dude. See, I regret all my natural skill being on the sticks, because now I'm a mediocre mouse and keyboard player for the rest of my life. I didn't learn how to start doing mouse and keyboard until I was like 20, 21. Okay. So I'm never going to be good at it because it's just, there's no muscle memory.
Like, hey guys, do you want to play on the Xbox? You're like, no,
Hey guys, do you want to play Valorant? And this kid's just fucking goated on the keyboard, dude. This kid's going to be goated on the mouse.
So we have consoles, Blues. Kid,
yeah, like, no, we have a
teenager kid, Blues kid.
We have PS11. Sorry, is that thing like, yeah, what, how am I supposed to know what console I'm gonna start on?
Right now, and it's pretty sick.
Yeah, I just have no idea what I'm gonna start him on. No, I will say,
I think a Nintendo 64, like, is
I'm excited for new consoles purely just for the new games that will be coming to PC because of the new consoles.
We're inevitably getting them, right? Like, even though we're probably not going
to
play them as
much. I mean, so I'll get the new PlayStation, but probably I don't need to get the new Xbox because all the games are going to come to PC.
True, I guess, yeah.
So I'll get PS5, but...
And then we should expect PS6 a new Switch.
Wait, what are we on right now? PS4, right?
Yeah. No, PS6.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, no,
we're on
the
PS4,
new...
you pleb.
Yeah, so the new one's PS5.
Yes.
I can't even remember anymore. Okay, so I'll get the PS5 and then the Xbox. What are they calling this one?
Xbox One X?
No, but is that it? I can't remember. It's so confusing.
I think it's the Xbox One X.
Which doesn't make sense.
No, it's not. Xbox X? God,
they could see, at least at the very least, PlayStation, I go, wait a minute. Okay, 4. Okay, so 5. But this one, aren't they
Xbox
just...
Series X?
Yes, I don't know. Maybe that's not that hard. It seems like they're going the way of cars or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, just keep it simple. Why didn't you just go 720 and this could be 1080? That would be lit. Like,
I'm kind of glad they didn't go
360, 720, and then you go 1080. That's it.
No, 4K. Because if they did 1080, that would be the problem. People would be like, oh, it only does 1080? Well, my PS5 does 5.
Does 5.
Get destroyed. Yeah, no, I'm just excited because we got like Godfall coming out. Is that PlayStation exclusive?
What's Godfall?
I think we
Godfall looks high. It's like yeah, I think we briefly mentioned it.
Godfall.
They haven't shown a whole lot of it. They showed the trailer at the Game Awards.
It's like a third person.
It's like a third person ARPG. Think like Diablo, yeah, like
Melee. But,
we don't really have all the info on it, but I have wanted like a real third person ARPG for a long time, and people were like, but you are third person in Diablo. And it's like, listen buddy, I'm not trying to see the top of my character's head the entire game, all right?
Yeah, this is more, this is like third person camera, not top down like a traditional ARPG camera.
Yeah, isometric. Yeah, where I don't really isometric just doesn't grab me. I just don't like feel like I'm playing the game. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, it
but like third person,
it has to work for the game, because if what you're trying to go for is immersion, isometric doesn't do it. But we got like games like that and these new games that I know a lot of studios have been waiting to release because they've been waiting for new gens or whatever, which just means new stuff to play everywhere, ideally PC, or at the very least with Xbox. So, but yeah, I'll probably get a PS5. But yeah, it's so weird. Like PS4, like I was so hyped for that. Oh. But now I think
you're
next,
the reason I got a PS4.
Yeah, next console cycle though. It's like I'm no longer a console man, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, well, we have our consoles like here.
Yeah. We have what people will be getting, PS8.
Technology. Yeah. Oh, dude, I saw it was like PS5 gets SSD cards, and like somebody like PC Informer was like, welcome to 2012.
Yeah. It only took you nearly a decade.
Everybody has SSDs, man.
Yeah, like, come on, it's not that cool anymore. They're like, we now have USB 3.0. I'm like, it's not how it is.
Other gaming news. Did you guys... You don't have to say what the leak was, but did you see any Last of Us 2 leaks?
I only heard that they were out and about. I didn't go looking for them. I didn't see any. I'd rather not.
I didn't look for them. I didn't. But I'm not like, I like the game. I'm not like a die hard, like, I love this franchise game. I think like Blue's a Stan. Like, I'm not as Stan as Blue when it comes to this. Did you see any Blue? Oh.
Okay, see any what?
Did you see any Last of Us 2 leaks?
I'm not like a stan. I think Last of Us was like one of my favorite, it's still one of my favorite games, but I'm not like, see, I'm the type of person who believes this game did not need a sequel at all.
No, I don't think it did either.
I don't think it needed a sequel, so I'm still excited, but I'm not coming from like a stan perspective. I saw the description of the leaks. I didn't see all of the leaks. So I did see what happened, you know, the details of what people thought it was an employee that was like disgruntled or something, but apparently apparently hackers had found like a security breach in like an old Naughty Dog titles, which allowed them to get into Naughty Dog servers or something along those lines, where they found a bunch of stuff, you know, that they could take from it and upload to the internet. I haven't seen any of the leaks. I've read about them and kind of like, okay, this is some pretty serious spoiler stuff, so don't read. And I was like, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna not read.
Well, now you have my attention. Yeah, I'm about to mess around.
All I know is that people really don't like the game, the game story at all.
Oh, so, like, right, from the leaks, they're like, what is this?
Yeah, they're like, what is the story, and why did this need a sequel? And I would probably, honestly, I feel like if I read the leaks, I'd probably have the same response, because I don't have like, I love Naughty Dog, and I hope this game is good, but
you gotta think,
it's like Toy Story 3, right?
Yeah, Toy Story 3 like did not why? Need a sequel. Or Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4 Toy Story 4 turned out great, which is
but
tight.
We didn't need it.
Because though. Pixar, but we didn't need it. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, when something has a perfect ending, I no longer have an affinity toward that series. Like, I'm done with it. So, with Last of Us, I hope it's good, but man, if it sucks, I will rip into that game.
Yeah, like,
I have no affinity toward Last of Us 2. I have affinity toward Last of Us. I have no affinity toward Last of Us 2.
Yeah, like, with the way it was so well received and the way it ended, was doing a sequel, you're more likely to mess up the franchise than you are to like advance it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like,
yeah,
put it into place. Like, there's only so much you can do in it. So I agree with that. I haven't seen any of the leaks, but like, same way that like I talked about, I can't rewatch stuff. I try to avoid spoilers for things, because if I know stuff's coming up or happening in a story or something, it,
yeah,
it can ruin it for me.
Yeah,
like,
oh, the entire experience.
The one of the only things that, like, one of the only times where I'm like, oh, I'll look at leaks was like Pokemon. Because for me, nothing matters. Like, story or something, yeah, right. It's just like,
well, yeah,
let me look at these new mods. What do they look like? Oh, okay, that looks pretty sick. That's really about the only time I ever actually will be like, oh, sport. Like,
there's yeah. not like a behind storyline or anything.
Well,
like
yeah,
that,
if they're like, oh, like, spoilers to, like, yeah, possible Pokemon story. Yeah, like Galactic or something. I'm like, okay, I don't care.
You died to Gary.
I do read, and I have tried to read, if there's like Destiny leaks, I do read those as well. But that's just to get my hopes up and then to not have any of that delivered. So,
do you think those Destiny 2 leaks are real? I don't think we talked about that. Did we? On 4chan? Are those real?
I think we briefly mentioned it.
I hope they're real.
I don't know. Fake. Maybe some nuggets of truth there. Oh, yeah. I think we talked about it because there's like the shadow or darkness subclasses or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
So, I can only hope.
Sounds too good to be true.
But apparently, Bungie, it's somebody tweeted or something. Hold on, I think like Paul Tass or something retweeted.
Oh. Look at you being a little journalism, making sure you're not misquoting anything.
Yeah, well, what do you mean?
No fake news here.
Oh, okay, wait. Well, evidently, there's something new here, though. With yesterday's victory worth double points, it is now locked in that Titans win the Guardian games. Let's go. Who
cares? If you're really upset that if you're upset that Titans won Guardian games, please.
Oh, no. Don't. Why are we talking about D2? Not like this, bro.
I'm just saying, please be upset about other things.
I mean, I made a troll video about it just because.
Were people tilted in your comments saying,
not
like,
really. I mean, most people were like, yeah, we agree. But that I wanted to make it just because I think the people that are like so upset about it, it's hilarious. Like, there's nothing to this. This is so arbitrary. It's bizarre. Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm trying to see, though, where he.
I just wish it was like real or like.
Oh. Destiny 2 director says, in quotes, "You are not prepared for what's next."
Oh my god, why are we talking about this? This is not news. We don't need a whole full article about Luke Smith saying, "Hey,
he's gonna say you're not prepared for this," because what he's meaning to say is like, oh, you think we're gonna change from a bounty simulator? No, we're doubling down on the bounty simulator. Like, you're not ready for this.
It's just like one of those, it's like after I watch one of those vidocs, I'm like, they got it figured out.
Like, and then you play it, and you're like, they got me again. Well played.
They're so good at making those. Like, after I'm done watching, I'm like, geniuses. Like, these guys know what they're doing.
Did you see the...
play what they made? I'm like, this sucks.
Did you see the remixed Guardian Games Vidoc? You see that? Like, it was like the realistic Guardian Games Vidoc.
Oh, did someone, like, cut it?
Well, it's just do it, and then when someone's talking, it's like... like, each class has to show their prowess with... And then it's just like a computer voice. Bounties. In this extreme bounty simulator, like, it just goes the whole thing. What Guardian Games really is, but of course, there's some more Destiny news. We have some more video game news that we'll get to after this ad break.
Oh,
and welcome back to the best podcast since the Wild Wild West. And I know what you're thinking. Wait, there weren't any podcasts. Exactly. That's because we are, and forever will be, the best podcast
established in
true.
1812?
Yeah, pioneers used to listen to these babies for days. Ranked Omegalol. That's what Blue has written down here. Valorant, yeah, ranked
Omegalol.
I will say
it a little bit, Blue. A Valorant. We're talking Valorant here.
I'm not going to play ranked. That game. See, the thing about Valorant is you need serious. Like, I know CSGO is tight, but you can frag on your own in CSGO. In Valorant, you do not frag on your own. You literally need, especially in ranked, when like people are like working together more.
I'm only going to keep it.
You don't just get a pick and you're like, huh, let me get a pick. All right, Pog, let's go in. It's more like, okay, I need you to set up this flash. Sage, you're going to put up a wall to put us over. It looks like no one's there. All right, we're going to rotate to A. Okay, we're going to need a flame wall over here. And oh, there's a pick. All right, let's go.
Like, yep, all right. It's go time. Hold W.
I like CSGO a lot more, and it's not even close. I'm going to say Valorant is not going to kill CSGO, at least for me.
I don't think it's ever going to kill CSGO.
Yeah,
no, it's just CSGO.
I think they'll coexist.
I love it,
but CSGO
easily coexist.
Yeah, but I think it'll be if it ever does, it'll be a long time before it overtakes it. Because I mean, game's not even fully out. Then they're doing the grassroots esports scenes first. Then they'll do that. Like CSGO is what, like 20 years on it or something. So I mean, it's not a matter.
Dude,
of
and like, it's so weird since Valorant's come out. Valve has been like kind of throwing like, ooh, you get this new scope feature. The Krieg's nerfed, and then like they're throwing all these things, and it's like, oh, now because Valorant's out, you finally want to start uploading the game. Which hopefully it goes to Source 2. That would be very sick. But
see, that's why competition's good. It forces.
Yeah, well, they're saying that after the Brazil Rio Major. That they're going to announce that Source 2 is coming to CSGO at some date.
What is that? I don't know what that means.
So right now, the game plays on...
Is it like the engine Source or something?
1. Yeah, it's like the engine. And Source 2 is like what Half-Life 2, I think, was made on. And I could be wrong, but like it could be like that sort. It's just their new engine, Valve's new engine. Source 2.
If their new engine is their Half-Life 2 engine, then...
I don't think
trouble.
It's that. I think their Half-Life 2 engine is the one we're currently playing on.
Okay, I was gonna say,
and then
that's
Source
like,
2 is the upgraded.
That's like 17 years old or something. So if that's
their... it must be that then.
Okay.
So hopefully that's the case. Big. Yeah, that would be very sick because then my skins would go... they go just on the up, baby.
All I know is I played 2 games of ranked Valorant. And I was like, bruh, this is rough.
Yeah, you played with like Tash in them, right?
Yeah, I played with like Tash. Well, we were going to play with Jez. And we go, it's like, why can't we play? And Jez had only played 9 Valorant games ever. Like, I didn't realize the times I'd played with him were the only times he'd ever played. So he had to go, he needed to play like 11 more. And I got on only to play ranked. So I'm like, I'm sorry, dude, but like, I'm not playing.
You're like, that's my day.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to spend 7 hours to like, just to be like, we're going to go play ranked.
You're like, dude, you're like, yeah, I'm sorry, chat. That's my day.
Yeah, like, that's what we agreed on. I like, if it was like 1 or 2, 3 games, maybe, like, yeah, all right. But no, like 7 to 8 hours, no. Sorry.
Nah.
I'm going to go play Minecraft if that's the case, which
wait,
I did.
You give up? Like, so, like, you play 2 and then it just wasn't going well, or?
I don't know. I'll try and finish, but like, maybe 2, we were doing it too soon. I mean, we were playing bronze. Like, they were bronze, and we were getting just destroyed. I'm like, what is going on? And then I just go to streams and see, like, these random people in plat, and I'm like, how are they plat? I was like, who are we playing in bronze? Like,
yeah, I placed bronze 2. Pretty embarrassing.
But, like, see, I don't know, maybe we are bronze? I don't know. Maybe, but it's so strange. Like, we were playing, and then we played some silvers and destroyed them. And I was like, how does any of this make sense?
Just all over the place.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, it's just, like I kind of mentioned it.
I can only play it in a 5.
Yeah. What I said was like, when Valorant came out too, it's like, with most games, can I make content on it? Yay, nay. Depends on like how much I'm put into it. And Valorant certainly isn't doing much on the channel. And most people are like, this is really boring to watch. So that initially just kind of, like, I enjoy the game, and I like to play with friends, but, like, it's not something I'm just going to grind or...
No.
I'm not...
Or make content on.
Yeah, like, as much as I improved, that's probably as much as I'll, like, actually commit to, like, I got to get good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I've been I went back to TFT and I was grinding ranked.
Yeah, you did hit diamond though. Congratulations.
I did
1%.
I did it. I am the 1%.
Top one, what?
1%.
It's like 1.6% or something. Nice. And if I go to diamond 3, it's like, I think it is like top 1%. Because once you get up to masters, I think that's like top 0.05.
Oh my God.
Something like that, and then challengers like 0.001 or whatever.
You have to play so much TFT though to get challenger. That's like the thing.
Yeah. Well, if I even want to get that back to masters, dude, like the grind from plat 4 to plat 2 was quick, pretty painless for me. But then,
oh, that's nice.
Plat 1 to diamond 4 was a nightmare because it was like literally. I think you can see it on like a website from my Elo. Literally, mm-hmm. just like. I'd be like plat 150 LP, plat 250 LP, plat 150 LP, plat 250. Like literally just up, down, up, down. I would fall into plat 2, 75 LP. I'd win. Literally, it was like I'd fall, win you that game. Yeah, I'd win that game every time as soon as I hit plat 2. Back into plat 1, lose twice, go back to plat 2, win, go back into plat 1. And I'm not kidding you. I was there. That was a loop for like 50 games. And I was like, I'm losing my mind, dude. But then
your stream was hilarious because that's all it was.
Oh
really.
My God, dude. It's just everything I know is a lie.
What did you play? Like what was the comp you were pushing?
Well, so the new patch came out, which is almost why I didn't play. Because normally on new patches, new patches are usually like, all right, well, might as well just tank. Like, here we go, let's lose everything. And I just heard of this new comp. It had just been getting picked up. And I was like, screw it, I'll try it, whatever. Like, I got nothing to lose. I always suck on patches. And it was called the Candyland comp. And now it's considered, but with another one, like the best comp. But no one knew about it at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I was just hearing about it. So I was like, all right, whatever, I'll give it a try. And it was... Candyland.
Yeah, imagine who's on that.
They call it Candyland because Poppy's the carry. And Poppy has this... terrifying it had like a rework, but she has this terrifying like Candyland kind of skin in League. In fact, I'll try and show, like, link you guys the picture of before it got reworked, because it was literal.
So she has a new skin in TFT?
No, but it's literally just like signaling like back to those days.
That Poppy is like your...
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was the literal art. That's not like... Yeah, that's not like fake art. That was the art for, I think it's Sweetheart or no, what?
You want some candy, kid? Oh, I got some fucking candy for you right here.
Oh yeah, it's called Wally Poppy. Yeah. Terrifying.
That's funny.
Yeah. So it was called Candyland.
Come back now.
No, it's much better. Well, she also got reworked, which helps.
She looks like a bunny, right?
Well, now, so this is the skin now. Much better. much less terrifying.
I don't like the scary faces, though, in the back.
Yeah, that was kind of like a callback to the...
Oh, okay.
But so, it's you hyper roll, Poppy, Leona, Twisted Fate, and... Zoe, and that's like your main comp. Like, you don't level at all. Like, you only natural XP. You try and hit whatever you can early, but you're not rolling.
Oh,
well, you don't roll yet. And then right after Krugs,
oh
yeah, you're 18 out of 20.
That was like set one strat.
But that's why like some people are happy, some people aren't, because hyper rolling hasn't been a part of set 3 at all.
Mm-hmm.
But then they nerfed it, or they buffed level 1 tier 3s, and then also and how often that. You find it. So when you're level 4, right after Krugs, if you haven't leveled at all, you're 18 out of 20. So this is your last chance at best odds, and you just roll. And you roll to see if you can hit. And so no one knew about it at the time. So I was hitting, like, every time I was hitting tier 3 Leona, tier 3 Poppy, tier 3 TF, and tier 3 Zoe. And then you build just super defensive items on Zoe or Poppy. She doesn't die. And then you just build AP and mana items on TF. And then you build into like Vanguards or Sorcerers, but you just let them carry. And I was like, I couldn't not get top 4. I was like, what's going on? And then like six games in a row. It was literally like,
you just pushed that comp.
Yeah, I was like, all right, screw it. I'll try this. And
I knew it. I knew there was just a comp that you just had to have been
running. Yeah. And it was like second, first, fourth. I got sixth once. And I was like, oh, darn.
How nervous were you on your diamond four game?
I was like four LP off. I was like, I literally just have to like top four. And I got top four. I put my hands in the air. It's 3 a.m. then, by the way. I put my hands in the air. I was like, yes.
I bet just like it looks like this.
Yeah. I was like dead inside, but I was like, I can go to sleep. Like, I did it. And since I've played, I played three games, top four in two of them. But now it's a debate because I said, like, if I get diamond, I'm free. But now it's like, now I could get. Yeah, but like now maybe Matt or like diamond two, diamond one. So I think. Yeah, as soon as I hit 0 LP diamond four, I'm just gonna stop. Because I'm not going back to plat. I'm not gonna do it.
I can't go back, bro.
I can't, dude.
It's a dark place, dude.
I didn't realize I played like 160 ranked games this season of TFT.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I was like, dang, it doesn't feel like that.
Each game is like 30 minutes at least.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Like I showed that stat. I was like, that's like that can't be right. But then I kept looking.
So you've roughly, if we're going by those stats, you've spent
at least 30 minutes. Somewhere at like 45.
Well, no,
you've spent at least 80 hours playing ranked in TFT alone.
This season,
80 hours. Maybe I'd probably say because like if you don't top four,
160 ranked games.
Yeah, but like if you don't top four, sometimes you can be on like 20 minutes. Sometimes if you win, it can go up to 40.
Roughly 80 hours then.
But yeah,
you just said it was 3 a.m. by the time you got to diamond, you know? And that's what I feel like about TFT. I played three games of TFT. I'm like, it's 6 a.m.
Well,
like,
I was only going to play one. It was like after a Minecraft stream and it was already like 11 o'clock. I was like, I'll play one TFT game. And I did that comp and I was like, why is this so good? And why did I win? I was like, all right, well, no one knows about this. I'm going to do this right now before no one does. And I kept winning. So I was like, this is it. This is the night I hit diamond. And it was.
I was like, not tonight.
And I was like, nope. I'm staying up.
Candyland, babe. Candyland.
But I hit diamond. Feels good.
You're free of this hell now.
But see, that's the problem too now. But like, I still want to play. Yeah, I still want to play. I know, dude. I'm addicted to TFT.
I don't like it on mobile, though. I don't like the. Have you tried it?
I have. I won't play ranked on mobile.
I don't like it. I can't.
I don't think it's bad. It's just like, especially now it's not so bad, but like when you're trying to pivot in like old comps and it's like game changing, like, okay, I have to pivot now. I have to, like, there's no way I can do it fast enough.
Yeah.
Or like, so that's the only reason I don't like it. But yeah, so TFT, we're liking that. What else is coming? Oh, Assassin's Creed Valhalla was revealed. Eskid it.
That's gonna be a playthrough, I'm sure, on the second channel.
It's gonna be something. At the very least, I'm gonna play it because I'm a
that game. What sounds the best out of Assassin's Creed Valhalla? It sounds like it has a lot of what Assassin's Creed 2 had. In you could like build your city,
like settlement,
and, like build your settlement and stuff like that. That was super cool in Assassin's Creed 2.
It sounds like that's a huge part of it. And mm-hmm. That's dope for me. Building a Viking village, dude, I'm down.
Yeah. And it sounds like if you make one decision, it can affect your settlement. So like settlements can look different. And
oh, no, is I love Vikings. But there hasn't been, aside from God of War, which was sick, and For Honor, there hasn't really been like a big Viking game that I can like sink my teeth into. But now you're going to give me like an open world Viking game, bruh, where I get to pillage some stupid Templars and stuff. Oh boy, I'm going in. And it helps too that recently I've been watching The Last Kingdom, which is a Netflix show. I don't know why I never heard about it, but it covers, it's kind of like the Vikings show on History Channel.
Friend Logan loves that show.
Oh, I love that one too. I'm just waiting for that. It only has half a season left to come back this year. It's going to be sad when it ends. But I've been watching that too. So I'm just like, I'm back in. I'm like, yeah, Vikings, Odin, let's do this, Odin. And
Odin's like their god, right?
Yeah, it's like they're, well, they have several gods, but Odin is like
the one.
Yeah, like isn't all Zeus powerful? No, not Zeus. Is Zeus the god of gods?
No, it's Zeus's dad.
So I'm trying to remember who that is.
Oh, it starts with like a P.
It's not me.
Zeus.
Dad. No, I think it might be Zeus. Cause...
No, it's Kronos. Kronos is Zeus's dad. Because Kronos ate Zeus and somebody else. I forget what it is. I forget whatever it is. There's a lot that goes to it.
Yeah, I'm not.
He like ate his babies. He ate like Zeus and someone else because well, of the Titan.
I don't think Kronos, even if he's technically his dad, he's not like the god of long cons. Yeah, it says who's the strongest of the Greek god? Zeus.
Okay, so it is.
I'm pretty sure it's Zeus. Anyway, doesn't matter. If that is like the god of all gods for like Greek, Odin is like the god. He's literally called the All Father because he's like the father of all the gods, and then from them, the descendants of obviously like the Vikings and stuff. Yeah, he's sick. They like what I kind of like too is in that little cinematic trailer they did, they practically ripped like the Vikings pilot like to the T. Because at the beginning of the Vikings pilot, Ragnar's fighting on this hill in this battle. It's kind of stormy. He's like fighting, he's like about to die, and he sees on this tree this hooded man, and it's like Odin, and then it shows a crow, because Odin typically it's like believed that ravens are his, like, are like, Odin.
Like,
that's him showing up, like, him taking that form and watching over you. So then he, like, sees the raven. He's like, Odin is with us. And he does that in the Valhalla trailer. Yeah. I was like, nice. I'm down. I'm down for that. I'm back in my, like, period piece games I want to do. I want to play more Sea of Thieves. I want to be a pirate. I need more Viking games. I need more medieval games. I need more samurai games. We have Ghost of Tsushima or whatever coming out. It got delayed, but I think it's coming out.
It got delayed a month too? Or two.
God. Everything's getting delayed, buddy.
Yeah, well, now everything's getting delayed for sure. Because it was supposed to come out in like a week or two, but then obviously everything changed when COVID-19 attacked.
Would you guys like to do some Patreon questions? If there's anything we didn't touch on, we can skim over it real quick.
I think we're pretty much good.
Halo 2 on PC is going to be sick.
Oh, yeah.
So we just want to thank all of our Patreon stands. Appreciate you with all these questions that we had in today. I said ask better questions. We got like 30 new questions in today.
Oh, yo, guys.
I've been kind of going over some of them. And this one is from Jameson Tanner. If you were on a Pokemon journey, what Pokemon would you want as your ever-present main? Also, rip to our boy Swifty. Not the only loss we've had, but definitely the one that hurts the most. Even if it was Team Abra. Even if I was Team Abra.
Hey, so can I talk about your spoilers real quick on your video? Because I've been watching your Nuzlocke.
I'll put it like before Rob says that. Not like spoilers. Okay.
So literally the next minute is going to be spoiler talk. So if you haven't watched it,
that was funny.
If I hear you say it's times four, but it's a video Pokemon again,
bro.
Because you said it from fucking Pichu, and I was like, this dude's making a mistake. You're lucky you're faster than Pichu. And
then I thought I'd be faster than Elekid.
And then Elekid, and I'm like, he's dead.
Okay.
And lo and behold, you're dead.
To be fair, I did a damage calc. He high rolled. Normally, it doesn't one shot.
He did not high roll.
Yeah.
Wait, you lost.
Well, no, I'm not dead, but my Gyarados died. Which
he lost a Gyarados to an Elekid.
Yeah, exactly. Why should that happen? Anyway.
Because Elekid is. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Well, I didn't know.
Never again can you say. Not only was the Elekid higher level than you, you don't know the EVs and IVs on a randomized run.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about it.
Second of all, how are you going to risk a four times week?
Okay. Well, to be fair, I didn't think... Like, I thought, okay, this might hurt, but I'm just going to attack first. So what does it matter? But then he attacked first.
This might hurt. What do you mean this might hurt? It's a four. But times
I
didn't think it had.
I thought we just. It's not important. I thought you were talking about
the last episode.
I'm also pretty sure he hit you with a thunder punch, which is a physical. And Gyarados does not exactly have the best natural defense.
Also, I didn't think it knew thunder punch. I did. I just went the a little too.
35 elegant.
I wasn't. Okay, and you're actually, to right be fair, I looked mind, it okay? up too. And apparently in Black and White original, it wouldn't know Thunder Punch. But in Black and White 2, it learns it at 29. So it does know Thunder Punch. And then I did the damage calc, and it could have been anywhere from 90% to 110%. And
that is, you're literally a 50-50 gamble.
Yeah, but I also thought I was faster.
You go, it's a times four, but it's elegant.
Yeah, that's what I like.
And then he's like, oh, it's a high roll. It's a 50-50.
Yeah, well, still. But that, like, he could have low roll. We could have, there are so many ways. I thought we were faster. Now I just know. Well, up until this point, I thought all babies just sucked. And I looked up Elekid's stats and I was like, that's not terrible. Like, what the fudge?
And then after the fight, you were like, oh, the rest of his stats are doo doo. And I'm like,
well, his attack, I mean, he is. Like, his defensive stats are pretty bad, but his attack and speed are like, he's like 90 speed. I'm like, what? Yeah, I was pissed, dude.
Anyway, oh my God. Okay, sorry for the sidetrack.
Was your Lucario, right?
What about my Lucario?
That was Swifty, right?
No, that was a Chandelure.
You literally just like threw out there and it like just died.
Well, and the Palkia is what was it using? It was using
like hit power or something.
No, I
like,
think power gem or something. It was like a rock move.
Oh,
it
no.
hadn't even showed earth power. And I had to swap out. So I'm like, okay, Lucario, he'll eat this. And it wasn't even attacking that slot. And it attacks into the now switched in Lucario and randomly hits earth power one shots it. Like,
so funny. Bro. I was like, what is he doing?
Oh my God, dude. Well, you give me so much anxiety when you play that.
Jameson, I guess your answer to that is Elekid. I would have Elekid be my name. He could take down anything I want.
I mean, after that, I pulled him from my PC. I was like, okay, I guess he's not that bad.
So what was the question again?
What Pokemon would you have like start your journey with? I guess I'll put a stipulation on it. It can only be a first starter evolution. You can't just start with Lugia.
Yeah.
Part of me would say I would probably do Mudkip for the memes. Mudkip.
I like Mudkip.
It has to be a starter, or it could be like any.
Well, the question was any. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go but Krogunk. I'm putting a starter. My boy Krogunk.
Krogunk's a good bit. I mean, that's your ride or die.
Yeah, I mean.
I had to kill him instead. That was really close.
Oh, yeah. But that's why I'm saying if I had to choose any, I might as well choose Krogunk.
If I was choosing any, it'd be Dragonite.
And then, then Krogunk could. Then I'd evolve into Toxicroak. But
oh, okay.
So you would start with Dratini.
I've quickly become a Dragapult stan, but Dreepy is such a bad pick because Dreepy evolves so late.
Yeah, that's the thing about the locks is when I found Dino or whatever. It's like, great, all right, I'll see you level 65. Like, yeah, right.
You need to pick, like, damn, dude. I'm gonna go with the classic Piplup. Empoleon is just so good on Nuzlocke because he just resists everything.
I think so my second pick.
I'm doing classic Piplup.
My second pick though would probably be Eevee, because I always like the flexibility of being able to go like anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
But then, like, I hate that. Like, it's like, okay, I'm gonna choose Umbreon, but then it's like, ooh, but I could have chose like Jolteon or like.
I'd probably
then,
like, go Umbreon. Yeah.
I wonder with that the whole time.
The thing is, in Nuzlocke, tanky Pokemon are very valuable.
Yeah.
Was your Gyarados considered tanky?
Not really. He was my absolute damage beast. Because he learned acrobatics with a TM, which he normally can't learn. And I didn't give him an item, so it was like 110 base attack stab move, which he should never learn. And so that dude was just like, kaboosh! I was like, this is sick. I'm like, this is sick.
And then Elekid was like, kaboom.
Yeah, and he's like, lol, baby Pokemon Thunder Punch, and I'm like, bruh. But
it's Elekid.
But like I mentioned in some of my Let's Play though, I like also kind of playing a little fast and loose. Because like I could play every battle like it's life or death. And like shoot, like, and if that was the case, it'd be like, all right, just swap into Snorlax every single time. Okay, do this, do that.
But I also kind of like the gamble a little bit.
Gamba.
And always unfortunately, gamba. It's I have not gotten a good gamba yet. It's
you really haven't.
Okay,
you,
but you, to be fair, again, I thought I was faster. I never thought I was going to get hit.
You make some ridiculously risky gambas. Like, yeah. And I don't think you realize how risky they are until after the fact you lose three Pokemon to the risky gambas.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny, like, that episode where you, like, hit a Palkia on a trainer, and then you just run into another Palkia. Yeah. Like,
well, that's when I realized, like, Jesus, I have nothing against a Palkia. And then another one shows up, and I'm like, oh, my.
Well, and, like, a triple battle, though, at least. So, like, that was...
Well, at the start of the lock, too, for the first, like, 5 to 10 episodes, that was the problem. Like, rock types, I had nothing. If a Pokemon used rollout, it was essentially, okay, who do I send out to die? Like, I literally had nothing. And sometimes that's just, yeah, sometimes that's just how it do be. And so, like, against Palkia, it's like, I got nothing.
So we're going to go to Chris Cavazos, this question. And it says, is nobody going to talk about the aliens, which we didn't get to talk about? Did you guys
aliens
see that?
That declassified.
Like, declassified a video of, like, was it the Air Force? That, like, a video of, like, the Air Force, like, looking at an unidentified flying object.
Yeah, well, so...
It's been out, though, but this is, like, the Pentagon, like saying,
confirming it.
Yeah, like, hey.
Yeah, I mean, that leaked, like, 2 years ago, so I already saw it.
Me too.
And, I mean, it's cool, but, like, I don't know, man. Like, it... So, like, Ty, aliens exist. That's like a side plot to the 2020s main quest. We got more stuff going on than aliens at this point.
Maybe they're
aliens are real, like legit real. The Pentagon confirmed it.
Okay, well, we also don't know that.
Well, they said unidentified.
Yeah. It could be aliens, for all we know. It was some new Russian aircraft that we haven't seen before, right?
I guess.
I wish there was definitive proof, but that's not definitive proof. All we know is they didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
This is our last question from Jelly. I think this is a really funny question. 2020 has been one of the worst years of our lifetimes. What do you think in May could make it worse? I will start, and I will say the Majora's Mask moon all of a sudden coming down to the earth. I think that would be pretty funny to make the world worse. Or murder hornets. Those are real. Like, those are a thing.
Yeah, dude, those are here now. I always knew about those. I was like, good thing I don't live in Japan. Well, game over, dude. Doesn't matter anymore.
I have a rather poetic response to that. That is not a meme.
Okay.
The worst thing that could happen in 2020 is after all this, the world just goes back to normal. That is the worst thing.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
That could happen in 2020.
Yeah, that made, like, my skin.
Yeah,
right?
Like, we didn't learn anything.
I was thinking really diva, and I was like, what's the worst? I mean, it could get any worse if we all go back to normal. That'd be the worst.
Wow.
And nothing changes. That would be the worst.
Blew the poet. Guess what?
We're on our way.
Well, guess what? You live in that timeline.
Fuck.
All my favorite memes are like, it's like a majestic bald eagle. And it's like U.S. in movies during the pandemic. Like, we'll solve this. And then U.S. during actual pandemics is like a...
It was like a feral...
Yeah, like a messed up looking like bald eagle. Like... It's just some of the stuff going on, man. I swear. So yeah, worst thing I guess would be
Death Star coming.
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it because it'll come to fruition if I do.
The Covenant, a Halo ring, all of a sudden you see start slowly coming in. Or the Destiny pyramids.
Yeah, no, I guess like. Every video game publisher goes out of business or developer.
Oh my god,
that would be bad news. Or we lose.
Do you think we're going to lose movie theaters?
I am kind of afraid of that. I hope not.
I think we're going to. I think because like, did you see like that Trolls World Tour? Like, it was like the first movie to like launch like straight digitally, and it had over like $140 million pre-orders.
What
or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't mind if they did both, but see, then that's the problem. Less people go to movie theaters. But I love going to movie theater. I'd still go.
Well, Well, because you got to think, like, there's always going to be that niche community that enjoys going out to see a movie rather than seeing it from their home.
I don't think they'll complete, like, even if that does become the case, I think it'll be that we'll get, like, indie theaters will stick around. But I really hope we don't lose them, man. But
yeah,
I can only hope. But when you mentioned the moon,
go ahead.
That reminded me, back when I lived in Florida and I would stay at my friend's house when we played Melee, I remember we heard a rumor that if you waited long enough, the Majora's Moon would, on that one turtle island, that it would eventually fall. So we had that running for hours waiting. Never did. I remember that.
Yeah, never. Yeah, I remember that one too.
And that was back during the days when you couldn't fact check. Do what?
Amazon Prime, you can rent Trolls World Tour for $20. I'm interested to see how it does, because everybody's gonna look at how that movie does in the sense of Trolls World Tour reportedly made $50 million in VOD sales in its first day, which I guess isn't that great. I don't really know.
I mean, what was it projected? I certainly didn't think Trolls would really pop off.
Like one of the biggest things, dude. Kids fucking love Trolls, like the little kiddos nowadays. Why? I don't know.
Just creepy looking gremlins.
Oh, they love Trolls.
We're all about them. Hey, dude, back in my day, Trolls were Smurfs, dude. All right? We had Smurfs. Trolls
World Tour would have an opening weekend. This is about 50% of the weekend's original 2016. Oh, so I guess it's not that great. I guess it made like $50 million its first weekend, but that's half of what 2016 Trolls made.
Oh. What is a sequel to, which usually doesn't do as well, but...
Well, and then you got to think, because like, a movie like Trolls, because you got to think about this. If you take your kids to Trolls, that's primarily a kid's movie. You're paying four tickets, and then you're getting at least two snacks. Like, that's $100 a day for a normal parent, or a $20 rental on Amazon Prime. Like, I feel like some movies can do really good digitally, like kid movies, and maybe like an adult movie or like PG-13. Rated R movies maybe can't do as well, or can't do as well as maybe a kid's show could, or a movie. But no. I don't want to lose movie theaters.
I don't want to either. And or I don't want this podcast episode to end.
But it has to.
But it has to.
You have to.
Hopefully movie theaters don't have to close, though.
Where can people find you on the internet?
That's crazy. You guys can find me everywhere at Blue Oslo.
You can find me everywhere at Robbie V.
Mr. Fruit. It's been a pleasure having you all join us today. Audio listeners got this early. You know, they heard this earlier than the VOD.
But they did.
We're figuring it out. Changing up the schedule. Thank you for listening, for the reviews, for the love, for the ears and the eyes. You all stay safe. Have a fantastic week. And we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.